Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to the Living in Bosnia and Herzegovina podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Living in Bosnia and Herzegovina podcast. The team behind this podcast is me, David, and my wife Tamara. I'm originally from the UK and Tam is from the nearest city to us, which is Banja Luka, Bosnia's second city situated in the north of the country. The aim of the podcast is to introduce you to this amazing country through interviews and stories that we hope you'll find interesting and exciting enough to want to come and visit. This country really is a hidden gem. So let's crack on. In this episode, Tam and I talk about International Women's Day, or Dan Žena, but simply referred to as Osmi Mart, which means in English, the 8th of March. So find out a little history and culture from not only Bosnia and Herzegovina, but also the former Yugoslavia.
You're listening to the Living in Bosnia and Herzegovina podcast.
In all transparency, today it is Sunday the...
I'm following the lead, so we didn't prepare.
You're following, yeah.
I'm following David, so this is totally spontaneous.
This is totally off the cuff. Yeah. Right, in all transparency, today is Sunday the 7th of March, 2021. It's a really nice day outside. Really, really nice because the sun is shining. Bit chilly though.
Yes, and it's very hard to keep in the house when the weather is nice. We always want to go out for meals. But with the current situation with COVID, we actually should not be doing that.
No, we can go out.
Now they make you wear a mask when you eat underneath your chin, which I have no idea what's that for. But it really chokes you up so you can't even chew or swallow your food properly. What do you think about it?
Yeah, but that's when we sit in a restaurant. But I think when we sit outside, we don't need it. When we're out in the open, maybe we don't. We're going to see because the subject of today's video is Ladies' Day, Women's Day, Dan Žena, correct?
Yes.
Or
day when we get all the presents.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's International Women's Day. And that's what we're going to talk about today. A little bit of what Tamara remembers about this happening here some time ago. A little bit of the history of it. And basically, as a man, I'm saying that you guys are cool.
Oh, women?
Yeah.
Yes, you should give us 365 days.
Days of women.
Days of women, not only one. Because we deserve that. We deserve every day to be Osmimat.
Okay.
What do you think, guys?
Yeah, what do you
think?
Do you
agree with
me? Okay, so historically, but okay, we'll start again. When I first came to Bosnia and Herzegovina back in 1998, it was a September. And I just thought, this is a pretty cool place. I mean, you know, it was a new job. But it wasn't until 1999. So I've been here 6 months and I go into work on the 8th of March.
And you got broke, by the way.
My wallet, my plastic melted on that day. And when I went in...
So basically, men in this country, for the march, they work their salary for Women's Day because they treat their women like they buy lots of presents, but not only to their wives or girlfriends. They have to do it for their grandmothers, their friends...
Any lady.
Co-workers, any lady.
That, you know.
So it's well known as a broke month for guys.
Yeah, so...
They spend all their salary...
So to go back to the story, So I go into work. As I walk into work, I'm noticing... And I just thought, what's happening? All the ladies are walking around at that time with a red flower. I remember everybody had a red flower.
Coronation, what's it called?
Carnation.
A red carnation.
Anyway, I didn't think anything of it till I got to the office. And one of the guys on my team said, "Boss, where are the flowers and the chocolates?" And I said, "What flowers and the chocolates?" He said, "It's Osmimat, which means...
Women's Day.
8th of March. And you have to do this." So anyway, I got taken out from work by my guys. We went straight into Banja Luka, and I don't know how much I spent to this day, but I was writing a list of all the girls that were on the team, all the lady officers, because I was with the military.
And I tell you what happened after that day.
Anyway, so I just spent everything on flowers and chocolate. That sort of like had an impression on me, and it's so cultural. I've done some research
and
about
after that day... After that day, I have to tell you, David always had a business trip somewhere else on the 8th of March. He runs away somewhere.
Yeah, but...
So he doesn't have to spend all the money.
Over these past years, I haven't. Come on, let's be
You're
fair.
You're shame now.
Well, ritual public humiliation on YouTube. I mean, what else can I say? No, I don't run away. I might have had a few business meetings back in the day.
You had a few business meetings.
But the thing is, if you had a business meeting, I could, because of the... balance of guys and girls on the team, I always had girls, and I quickly understood from the first year when I went on a business trip that cost me more.
And you're lesbian?
No, I'm not. It cost me so much more. Do you know why? Because the guy said, "Well, you didn't get her flowers or anything. Best we stop on the way back for lunch with wine and beer," and it just ramps up. Okay, before we go any further, what I'm going to show you now. On screen, what I think, how I think things have changed a little bit. People still get flowers, don't they?
Yes, they do.
But there are variations.
We still celebrate 8th of March.
Yes,
it's a big thing in this
part of the world,
ex-socialist country. It's a huge thing.
So we have a friend. He's a celebrity chef, Predrag Tosic. He has a krofna, a donut shop, in Banja Luka, and at this time of the year. Or now, at this time of the year,
tomorrow,
he's been selling donuts with flowers, all wrapped up in cellophane and looked really,
yes,
really nice.
Yes, he has like a donut bouquet with the white rose.
Yeah. Well, I think it is.
Or
it
a red rose.
Red rose or carnation or whatever, yes, it doesn't matter. Yes. With a really, really.
Whatever can stand like this.
Yeah, stand upright.
Yes.
So, and I wondered, where did he get that idea from? And apparently, somebody came into the shop. Not so long ago, and said, "Can you do something with this flower that I want to give to a lady and put it together with donuts?" So that's it. That's what Predrag's done. So well done him. If you are watching this at all, and you are in this is an unshamed promotion. If you're in Banja Luka at the moment or near Banja Luka and get to Banja Luka, you'll find his krofna shop. I will put an Instagram link.
It's very good, and we
below.
Had some. American people that visited us, and we took them for our krofna, Predrag Tosic krofna, and they say that it is better than krofna in States.
That's something.
It's a compliment.
Yes. It's a compliment.
But the croutons are always fresh. He makes them every day. Whatever he doesn't sell, he gives it away or ditch it. So they're always fresh, made every day.
Okay, so why is, first of all, before we talk about your experiences back in the day in Yugoslavia, as was. Right, I found some interesting information here. First of all, it's not a European, it didn't start as a European or communist or socialist thing.
No, it started in New York.
Yeah, it started in New... Have you been reading on Wiki?
No.
All right.
I know the story, I'm a woman.
Yeah, the Socialist Party of America.
And I used to work organized, in a textile company in Canada.
They organized the Women's Day in New York City way back in 1909. It wasn't until the year later that in Germany they said that they would have an international socialist women's conference that they would have every year. But the first time it was actually observed as an International Women's Day was in 1913, and that was in Russia. Now, what I didn't understand was...
No,
and of course,
it was, I think it was because these women in New York, they got her together, they wanted to better rights to work in the textile industry. And that didn't work well. And then the second time, when they raised up against the government and everything, they locked them down in the factory, and they burned. There was a fire, and 129 women burned. And since that day, it's celebrated as Osmi Mart.
Well, this says something different. Shall I go on?
Go on.
Okay, right.
Then it spread around the world because women needed to vote. They didn't have any rights. They wanted to have the same salary as men. They wanted to have the same rights.
Calm down, you've got them.
And even today, did you know, guys, in England, women and guys, they don't get paid the same thing for the same job. Guys always get paid more. Why is that?
Not in every sense, but some. Anyway, let me carry on. In England, most people think it all started in England in 1914 with the suffragette movement. That's not true. It did start before. But what I didn't realise was on the 23rd of February 1917... there was a protest march. I have to say February the 23rd because I think in our calendar now where we are, it's the 8th of March.
No, I think they moved it, but never mind.
Well, it doesn't matter. It happened on the Russian calendar on the 23rd of February, which for our calendar is the 8th of March.
Maybe that's when they started the movement, and then they finished it.
And in 1917, in Petrograd, the ladies went on a demonstration for their rights. And it was called the Bread and Peace March. Now, this is what Leon Trotsky wrote about the women.
Okay, let me see.
Trotsky and Lenin are the founders of the revolution in 1917, right, for the Soviet Union. 23rd of February was International Women's Day, 8th of March, our calendar, and actions were foreseen. But we didn't imagine that this Women's Day would start the revolution. We had our plans for the revolution, but we didn't have a date. But in the morning, despite sending out orders it was not to happen, textile workers left their work in several factories and sent delegates to ask for the support of the strike, which led to a mass strike. So the women caused a mass strike. It went out onto the streets. 7 days later, it was the end of Tsar Nicholas II. Now, they got their rights in 1917. They were given the vote in 1917 in Soviet Russia. Well, there you go. And a lot of people in the West, I have to say,
still think
it's a Western thing.
I think in this country, women started to vote in 1960s, I believe. Not before that.
It could be. The day was then accepted
and
by
Germany,
the socialist movement, communist countries like former Yugoslavia, where you were born, adopted that in 1967.
Yeah.
But the United Nations didn't take it until 1977. So, you know, what when you look
shame.
At the difference between the Eastern world, as we can call it, and the Western world, everybody in the Western world thinks they did it first. But that is not actually
true
the case. But I like it. I think it's nice that you have it. Except the word Osmi Mart keeps coming up in the week before. Your niece, Victoria, what's happening in Osmi Mart? Your mother... What are we doing for Osmi Mart? You, what will you get me for Osmi Mart? And you have to say that you do ask.
Yes, we got spoiled over all those years.
All those years. What was it like?
Osmi Mart should not be only the Osmi Mart. I keep saying women should be respected by the guys and everybody else every day of the year.
I respect you.
I know you do, but I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, right. For other people.
Like, for example, I know some people, they just don't pay attention to the woman. When there is an Austrian man, he takes her for dinner, he does this, he buys presents and everything. The guy should do that at least once a week, if they can afford it.
If you had it your way, it'd be every day.
Yes, naravno.
Now listen, you know, back when you were a kid, what do you remember about... Did the family do it individually, like your uncles and, you know, and your dad with all the ladies in one place, or was it just strictly in the family? So your dad would... I hope your dad did, didn't he? Bring flowers back to your
mom. Yes, he did, but I don't remember much, actually, to be honest.
Because it was accepted.
Yes, but I remember that I used to...
Did you as a girl in school... Here's a good one. Did the... You know when the first love, you know, like boyfriends and girlfriends and that in high school? Did that happen? Did boys come into the school with flowers to give it to their girls?
No.
No,
I don't
think... Well, they were still macho, were they?
Yes, as far as I can remember, that we didn't do that. But what we did is we collected money. We used to always buy a present for our teacher. But we had a problem. We had a male teacher. But we didn't anyways.
So you used to say, on us, me much, you just give teachers presents.
Yes. Do
you know what we used to do in the West?
What?
We just give them an apple.
An apple?
An apple for teacher. Yeah, that's enough for a teacher.
No, we used to collect money and we used to buy presents. And I remember I used to when I was a kid, I used to make these, cards, like anniversary cards.
Yeah.
So I used to make these Austrian mark cards, but I used to use a tiger glue, and then I used to use sugar or polenta, or I don't know, I used to make it from natural, especially I like the sugar because it's sparkly, and I used to make shapes.
I
used to make shapes with the glue, the tiger mm-hmm. glue, and then I used to spread the sugar and I leave it, and then I took the sugar around and I had the flowers and hearts, and then I used to write happy Osmi Mart mother, blah 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 blah, the Women's Day, so I used to do that.
Is that because, I don't want to pry too personal, but from what you've told me, like, living in Yugoslavia all those years ago, you didn't have a craft store then with hundreds and thousands and different coloured glitter?
No, I don't remember.
So that was your view of doing glitter, if you like?
Yes, I did the glitter with sugar, and I used to draw it, you know, with the colour pencils, and then some parts I used to put the glue. My mother still might have them somewhere. So if she does, then I will show it to you guys. And then I used to put sugar, or if I used to make mimosa, how do you call that, yellow flower? Then I used polenta. I used to draw that flower. I used polenta.
A daffodil, maybe. I don't know. I'm not a great flower.
Mimosa. I don't know how to say it in English, but yeah, I used to do that. It was quite cool. That was me being creative.
Do you miss
but
it?
But we used to make the cards. We used to never buy the cards because I don't remember having any cards, really. Just some basic ones for birthday and things. So we used to make cards for our mothers, grandmothers, teachers, and things like that.
Okay, so I have already got you your things for Osmi Mart this year.
Yes.
You've already got it. We are going to go out for a lunch in a minute. We're going to have pizza or something, right?
Okay, yeah.
Something like that. But what did you buy? Because I don't buy gifts. Why? Because one, I'm not that creative. Two, I seem to always have a memory block, and I always think from presents I got when I was a kid, people used to say, "This is nice," and you'd go, "Ha, thank you very much indeed."
But I don't really.
And
I don't really need it.
And I say, "Yeah, what am I going to do with this?" You know, like I used to get encyclopedias. I was never good at school. Only good people at school want encyclopedias. I wanted a train set. You know what I mean? So from that, I gave you some money. What? Tell everybody, what did you get? Come on, I love it. What did you get with your Osmi Mart present?
Every time I ask for money or I ask for something specific, because I know David is not very creative when it comes to gifts. So this year I got myself, and he was surprised, I got myself, I finally find a hair color that I like.
How many boxes of hair color did you buy?
I bought it for 3 months, but since
How many boxes?
Since I have a long hair and thick hair, I need 3 boxes per month, per one coloring.
Nine boxes of hair color for Osmi Mart,
which is the supply for 3 months. The only reason why I bought it, because it's not always there. So when I bought it, you have to wait for a month until they stock it up, because it's from Serbia. It's a very special color and I really like it.
And I had problem with, I used to use one hair color for 15 years, and then I had some problem with my hair, it started falling off, and then I stopped coloring. Then I used henna, and I tried to find something more darker than being blonde, sick and tired of being blonde. And then I was searching, and finally I found, and it's perfect, and I bought 9
So boxes. I think we should call that hair color, no, not chocolate or whatever, we'll call it Osmi Mart color.
Yeah, but this is a milk chocolate color.
Okay.
Which turns out a little bit darker on my hair, but I love it.
So there's a little bit of information about how we've... well, we're going to go for pizza now, but Osmi Mart today, we're going to have a...
I'm not going to have pizza.
Well, whatever. Oh, you're going to have steak, aren't you?
Or barbecue or something.
Or barbecue
we'll
or something.
See. We'll see.
But that's what we're going to be doing now. Years ago, it was a case of making cards and using sugar and things like that. And before that, it was just... I must probably think it would be a day off under the communist and socialist
Yes, everyone
times.
Used to run away from work.
A little bit of history.
I remember my dad getting home early.
So that's it.
So please stay safe, stay away.
And we'll catch you.
And get vaccine if you can. We don't have them here yet, but
we're going to be
hopefully in April we'll get.
We'll be Sputnik V'd, won't we?
Yeah, I think we'll go for Russian. A Russian vaccine.
Hey, see the link?
Sputnik V?
Osmi Mart.
Osmi Mart.
Women. Sputnik V? That's it. We'll catch you
see
on the next
people.
One. On the next
Bye.
One. Bye.
Osmi Mart, the 8th of March. A very important day in the Western Balkan calendar, especially if you're married or in a relationship. Tamara and I hope that you like this podcast, and if so, it would be so, so cool if you could subscribe and leave a review. It really does mean a lot to us. And if there's anything you would like us to podcast about concerning Bosnia and Herzegovina, then simply drop us a message. Our contact info and related links are in the show notes below. Until the next episode, from here in our studio near Laktaši in northern Bosnia and Herzegovina, please do stay safe.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.